Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good Thursday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is June 12th, 2025. We are live in our Half Street studios in the wake of another Nats loss and another bad offensive performance. They sure could use a boost offensively. We will discuss the Nats skid. We got to get into mini camp as well. The Commanders were on the field again today out in Ashburn. It's going to be a little power couple of hours for you on Grant and Danny. We got you for 2 hours and 15 minutes, taking you up to 6:30, and then overtime tonight on the Fan.
I want to congratulate the Nationals for scoring a run. It had been a while, 22 innings and counting. That was broken in the ninth inning tonight. So, you know, that's one way to almost win a game, right? You get a run, maybe two. They got three. That was exciting, huh?
Speaking of exciting, the Nats are getting ready to come home to Nats Park. They've got a seven-game series, or homestand, two series, a three-gamer with the Marlins, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that starts tomorrow. And then a four-game set with the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies, on the other side of that. The Rockies are horrible. They're playing the Giants right now. They are historically bad. They're one of the worst teams we've ever seen. And they're on the precipice of being swept by San Francisco. Again, they've blown two leads in as many nights. They give up a huge first inning today. And I bring this up to say there's a chance for the Nats to get right offensively. There's a chance for them to string some wins together against two of the worst teams in the league. They're playing on the same level as the Marlins here recently. But you should take 2 of 3 from Miami, and you should take 3 of 4 from Colorado, and you have a chance at a 5-2 homestand, or maybe 6-1 or something like that. That would be nice. But Danny, they've got to call up Brady House, in my opinion. I think it's time. He homered again today. That's back-to-back games. He's actually red hot this month at AAA, where he's had a huge bounce-back season. He's currently on a 34 home run pace over 162 big league games, you know, the big league calendar, for the Rochester Red Wings, and he strikes out about 25% of the time. He's got a long swing. There's going to be swing and miss. He's not necessarily going to hit for a really high average. I think he's more power than hit tool, although he's hitting 300 at AAA this year. Dylan Cruz didn't do that. You know, James Wood, until the very end in the minor leagues, was a hit for average, hit for power guy, but there were major stretches where he didn't do that. It's not linear.
Right.
You know, people always say, well, he's only hitting 260 in AAA, so he's going to hit 240 in the big leagues. That's not how it works. He's striking out 25% of the time. Now he's going to strike out 37% of the time. That's not how it works. I think it's time to give this guy a shot for a bunch of reasons. Notably, though, he looks ready. He is hot. I love calling guys up when they're rolling and seeing the ball well. I think it's a situation now where the fan base needs something to get excited about on this homestand and a reason to go out to the yard against some bad teams. But also the team needs some energy. They could use a shot in the arm. There's some exuberance when you call up one of your top prospects. We saw it when Hassel got bumped to the big leagues for a couple of days. We've seen it with Wood and with Cruz, who were the two guys in this organization with bigger ceilings than the former first-round pick, Brady House, who's finally major league ready. And then lastly, I would say, what better landing spot then 7 games against the Marlins and the Rockies.
Yeah, it's a soft one, right, if there is such a thing.
You're playing the two worst teams maybe in the National League and two of the worst teams on your schedule in the foreseeable future. Why not give him an opportunity at Nationals Park on this homestand? I would be calling him up and starting him at third base tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's not like you got prime Scott Rolen blocking him either. You know what I mean? This isn't 25-year-old Ryan Zimmerman manning the hot corner. With all due respect to Jose Tana, who I like, by the way, is a versatile player to me that, you know, is going to make some contact. But come on, that's not the guy that needs to be standing in the way, nor is Ahmad Rosario, for that matter, who has showed well when he's gotten at bats and, you know, good pinch hitter and has played a couple different infield spots. But yeah, again, there's nothing in the way, and that's probably by design, to be honest with you. That's smart. You don't want a free agent that you signed this offseason making $15, $16 million bucks that you got to give at bats to that's playing the hot corner because Brady House was on the way. You can hear the knock. He's right there knocking at that door. It's time.
He was the 11th overall pick in the draft in 2021 4 years ago. So this is what is now his fifth total season in the minor leagues, but really it's his fourth year. He had an injury-riddled first season where he played at single-A at Fredericksburg in 2022. And then the last 2.5 years, he's mostly been healthy. So 2023, played about 90 games. Last year, he was 100% healthy, played 130 games. And then this year, he's been very, very good. So of the three true healthy minor league seasons, he was outstanding in 2023, hit for average 312 and some power, had an 860 OPS. Last year, he was disappointing. And I cooled on him a little bit, just the quality of the at-bats, whether it was the swing and miss, the strikeouts, the power being a bit down, and he did homer 19 times. But still a player I like a lot, but it was just like the gap between him and Wood and Cruz was so significant and huge. I kind of thought, yeah, he'll be an everyday player, but I don't know if he's an impact guy. He's having a phenomenal season. He's been one of the better slugging corner infielders in minor league baseball. Hitting over 300 as we talk right now with an OPS of 875. And as I mentioned, you're talking about a 34 home run, 162 game pace. That doesn't grow on trees. That's why he was drafted just outside of the top 10 as one of the top power bats in America the year he came out of high school. And so I say all that to say over 3 years, he's had two seasons that were awesome. And then the sandwich year, the meat and cheese in the middle, was not very good. But that is now the exception. He's a career 280 hitter with about an 800 OPS in minor league baseball. So for a team that can't score, for a team, to your point, that has a very pedestrian starting third baseman, the position he plays, he'd be an immediate upgrade defensively. He would be, whether he's an upgrade in terms of like hit for average or contact and all that stuff from Tenno or not sure. He would give you power. And one other thing we should note, he's a right-handed bat. The Nationals could desperately use some help from the right side.
That's a good point.
They just called up Andrés Chaparro, who was raking at AAA. And he's going to hit against lefties and help platoon. He's basically going to split time with Josh Bell. But this is one of the most left-handed, lopsided Nationals lineups I can remember seeing. I don't know where you're at on that, but I mean, you look at the top of the order when they line it up the way they want to, like today against a righty, it's C.J. Abrams and James Wood and Luis Garcia and Nathaniel Lowe. I mean, these guys are all left-handed.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if it was Freeman, Otani, you know, Matt Olson and James Wood, but it's not. I mean, Abrams and Wood could hit for anybody, but for the most part, like if you're stuck giving it bats, Leighton, you know, dropping them down in the order to Luis Garcia or Tana, whom you mentioned, yeah, you could use it. I mean, here's the thing. You could use what his skill set is. I think it's as simple as that. Right? Even if he wasn't a well-thought-of prospect, even if he was just a guy in the minor leagues that was hitting well this time, the thing that he does, there's a giant void right there. A team that doesn't homer, unless James Wood is knocking the ball out of the yard or C.J. Abrams is pull-happy. Nobody else has double-digit bombs on the team. Gabe Ruiz at 2 in the opening weekend hasn't hit one since. You've got zero home runs from your starting third baseman. You do that. He's got more than, you know, the third through 10th combined on the roster, numbers approximate. You bring the guy up, it's time. You need a little juice right now.
Here's the full list of right-handed starters on the Nationals, guys that routinely start. Alex Cole and Jacob Young. And they almost never start on the same night, by the way. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, they have some guys that can bat right-handed that are switch hitters. Josh Bell, K-Bert Ruiz. But otherwise, it's bench guys. Riley Adams, your backup catcher. Chaparro, who platoons with Bell as a DH, who just got called up. And then Ahmed Rosario, who sits around 4, 5, 6 days at a time and occasionally gets a start against a lefty and mashes against southpaws.
Yeah, and part of that's bad luck. I mean, Paul DeJong was part of their plans, I think, got hurt.
I'm just talking about right now, this moment.
And I'm agreeing with you. Dylan Cruz got hurt. But in this moment, that's my point, is you don't have any.
They have left-handed bats up and down the order. Mm-hmm. So adding right-hand power, adding someone who could actually hit the ball over the fence, and again, adding someone who would improve your infield defense. I'm not telling you Brady House is an elite defender that's going to win a gold glove at third base, although I've seen him make some really nice plays this year at Rochester. He's better than Tenna. So is there a reason to keep him down? You can always find one. A week or two ago, the Boston Red Sox provided 6 reasons why Roman Anthony was in the minor leagues. And then he had a 497-foot home run, and every columnist wrote about why he's not in the major leagues, and they called him up, and he had a big 2-run hit last night and a win. I think sometimes, like, could he improve on this? Of course. Look at any major leaguer with the Nats. I'll find you 10 things they can improve on. There's no level that they can't get called up to, though, while we're waiting on C.J. Abrams' consistency, or, you know, this guy to handle left-handed pitching better, or that guy to, you know... Good thing K-Bert Ruiz doesn't need to fix a few things to get to the big leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, buddy.
Like, there's plenty of that to go around in the lineup, but House just turned 22 years old. I think it would spice up the homestand considerably.
I'm with you on that 100%. I mean, it's an interesting time in the D.C. area. Kids are almost universally out of school right now. People are thinking about summer plans, summer vacations, heading in and out of town. This would be a nice little buzz thing as well against two of the dregs of the league, to your point.
What do you guys make of where the Nats are at right now, the struggles offensively, and how would you feel about a Brady House promotion to the major leagues for their upcoming homestand? You can call us now at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. We should also get into the NBA Finals. Nobody giving the Pacers a shot. Even today, as they lead this series 2-1, they're still heavy, heavy underdogs. Is it time to start taking them a little more seriously as a contender in the finals? You're listening to The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Thanks much for listening to the show. In the wake of a Nats loss to the Mets and a Nats sweep at the hands of the Mets, an ugly series. They led 4-2 in game one, mid innings, didn't score 6th through 9th or in extras as they blew the game. Then they got shut out in game two, and then they went 8 innings today without a run. So at one point, Danny, 22 straight innings.
22
without a run scored. One of the big reasons why. Without being overly reactionary, just happens to coincide with a guy being ready. Brady House, man. He's sitting in AAA. He's homering just about every day at this point. He's on a 34 home run pace. He's having good at-bats. He's hitting over 300 at this point. And there's no ramifications negatively in terms of losing eligibility for, you know, keeping him around as long as possible. Like, you've already hit all the mile markers needed in terms of dates and arbitration. Prospects all over the game are getting called up right now because it's prospect season. So why not?
Do you think they call him up?
I don't. Because here's why I say that. They had an open 40-man spot yesterday, and they claimed a pitcher and put him on their 40-man roster. If they were going to call up Brady House, that's something generally you have a pretty good indicator of over a couple of days before. But I don't think you would have filled your last spot, meaning you could. There's some ways they could get creative. But like Brady House would now have to be, would knock somebody off the roster, essentially. Like, they'd have to make a corresponding move, if that makes sense.
It does. So I'm wondering if I'm racking my brain. Is there someone that can move to the 60-day IL, or could, you know, did they, not being flippant about it, did they give walking papers to Eduardo Salazar, who was in mop-up duty again tonight?
Yeah, you could shorten your bullpen if you wanted. Yeah, I mean, that's the question. Like, on their 40-man right now in the infield, if you're just looking at that position, Abrams, Darren Baker, who's in the minors, Josh Bell, Andres Chaparro, Paul DeYoung's on the 10-day. Could you move him to the 60-day?
That's kind of my question.
That would be interesting, but is he getting closer? I saw he was back in the cage. Luis Garcia, big leagues. Trey Lipscomb, minor leagues. Nathaniel Lowe, big leagues. Nassim Nunez, minor leagues. Rosario Tena, Juan Yepez in the minors. I mean, you know, do you want to lose a guy from the organization potentially? The outfield, it's not one-to-one because we're talking about an infielder, but you've got Cole Cruz on the 10-day. I don't think you're putting him on a 60-day. He's going to be back sooner than later. Hassel, Lyle back in the minors, Wood and Young, so there's nothing to do there. Catchers, you've only got three guys, including Millis in the minors. No move there. So it's either one of these arms, but again, if you were going to do that, then you probably wouldn't have just claimed this guy Ryan Laudis that they did. Just yesterday.
No, right.
So that's the only thing that gives me a little pause. Otherwise, it all makes sense. Like, they've had a bunch of Friday night debuts. They always do it at home. It feels like the timing's right. As dumb as this sounds, from a business standpoint, you know, a lot of times I think you bring these guys up to kind of sell a couple thousand walk-up tickets or whatever. Like, that stuff all matters. But you've got a Nelly concert tomorrow. So maybe you feel like, well, there's already going to be a good crowd. Do you wait till later in the weekend? I don't know. But if I had to guess, I would just say less than 50% chance. But hopefully we find out in an hour that Brady House is coming up.
Yeah, it feels like it's happening very soon to me. If that means that, you know, because you mentioned the Nelly concert Friday, tomorrow night, rather. maybe it's sometime, you know, after this weekend series or something.
Maybe it could be Monday against the Rockets.
And that's my thought, while they're at home, because they don't do it on the road for whatever reason. I mean, there have been debuts on the road with Bryce Harper in L.A., but that, I think that was circumstantial because of an injury. But when it's planned, they always seem to do it at home. Maybe it's a, hey, let's get a little juice here for a weekday series that may or may not be well attended.
But here's why I thought this homestand was a no-brainer. Not only do you play the Marlins, who stink, and the Rockies, who are worse, and it is a nice little soft landing spot. Not only does the right-handed nature and the power that he provides like all help right now, not only are you terrible offensively and in your worst run of the season, essentially, since their big four-game outburst, and like all of these reasons are good reasons, you're not home again until July 1st. So if he doesn't get called up now, then I would definitely think it'd be that homestand, which is three against the Tigers and then three against Boston. But Detroit's the best team in the American League, arguably the best team in baseball. Boston's, you know, much firmer challenge. Not to say that that matters a lot, because if you're calling a guy to the big leagues, you can't worry and protect.
Yeah, you can't hide.
Baby, I'm like, you're always going to be playing good big league teams and legitimate pitchers. And if that's a problem, then he shouldn't be in the majors anyway. But you're talking about July 1, which is, you know, another 15 days in the minor leagues. I'm not saying that that's bad. Every day he's developing is probably helpful. But what's the point of that? What's the benefit? I mean, how much more seasoning is he getting in that time? If he's going to be ready on July 1st, well, he's ready now. And if there was a reason not to call him up financially or business-wise, I'd say, sure, wait. The example I'll give you there is Cade Cavalli. Cade Cavalli, everyone says, well, why aren't they calling him up? He's pitching well at AAA. Trevor Williams is not very good. And Mitchell Parker has really struggled. Like, he could take a spot in the rotation. Yes, he could, and he will. The problem for Cade Cavalli right now is, if he were to get called up today, then he would be 1 year closer to free agency and they'd lose another year. Because remember, he made his major league debut. And then when he got called up and made his debut, he was placed on the injured list after that. He wasn't like sent back to the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. So the 2 years that he's been hurt have cost the team.
Service time.
He's 2 years closer to free agency, even though he hasn't helped them. If you call him up now based on the number of days left in the season, my understanding is he gets another year closer and he's knocking on the door of free agency before he's ever really been a part of the organization.
Yeah, okay, now you're ready to pitch the major leagues and join another team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you wait until early July when he's not going to accrue the season and you save yourself literally an entire year of Cade Cavalli in your organization? To me, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's smart.
And it's what they're doing, I think, and it's why he's not in the majors, and they're just buying time, and they'll say what they need to say in the meantime. But that's not a thing with Brady House right now. So now or in 2 weeks, what's the difference? Let's go to Gibbs, who's in Connecticut, on Grant and Danny. What's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well.
Last night, I mean, got home 1 a.m., drove to the game for the first time. Get to see our seven hitter, who's batting a nice 100 on the year, and one of my favorite players ever, hitting home runs against us. And it's just awful. And I want Brady House to get called up, but I don't want him to get called up and then have to be coached by Darnell Coles. And I don't know how much a hitting coach influences the players and everything, but I think it was 15 runs in like their last 95 innings before the ninth tonight. Like, that can't happen without a change. Even the Rockies went on a bad stretch and their hitting coach got fired and their manager. Like, something has to change. I don't want these players coming up and then getting affected by this awful coaching or performance. I'm not quite sure. But the offense has been awful. I can't watch it anymore. It's awful.
Appreciate it's you, dude.
Definitely been terrible. I mean, the four-game stretch that they had, Danny, was ridiculous. When they scored, it was 39 runs, I think, in those four games.
Yeah.
Remember, they had nine and 11. And they had that. I mean, this team, this lineup, had the 11 batters in a row in the first inning all come to the plate without a single out. Like, baseball's the funniest thing in the world. But they've paid for it ever since. That four-game stretch was so far above the norms and what's expected and reasonable and what this group's capable of, that on either side of that, the correction has been very, very real.
You have the next five games that didn't equal the total from one of those games. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how violent and mean baseball is in terms of progressions. But yeah, I mean, so I see that point. I know a lot of Nats fans feel that way. They're frustrated with some of the coaching and the like. You know, to me, the hitting coach is only as good as the hitters. Like, it's great for Kevin Long to look awesome when he's hanging out with Juan Soto and, a bunch of really quality big leaguers that are going to grind at bats. I don't know how good a hitting coach Darnell Coles is. I have no idea. It's really hard for me to tell. But there's only so much you can do with the molds of clay that are Alex Call and Jose Tena and a couple, Keber Ruiz, a couple other guys in the back of the order. I don't know. I don't know exactly. But to me, I understand his point where you've given us this idea that we have expectations of winning. Well, that's not what winning looks like. There's no way that's meeting expectation, watching your lineup just get pitched to for half of a month. You know what I mean? Like so something should probably change. I don't know what it is. Maybe it could be calling up Brady House, but at a certain point, show us that you actually believe some of the rhetoric that you were espousing. That makes sense to me as a fan.
The Darnell Coles dialogue is difficult for me. And I think it's just because I don't have the information necessary and I don't even know how to get it. In other words, like the team will tell you he does a fine job. The fan base doesn't think he does. You could say the proof's in the pudding. The results are the results. But to your point, I don't think that a pitching coach or a hitting coach is the reason for the results. In every sport's a little bit different, but like a pitching coach being really good doesn't mean your staff's going to have a low ERA. If you have the best pitching coach in the world and you put together with a very low payroll a bunch of crappy pitchers, they're going to have a terrible earned run average. I look at this lineup right now and I go, how sure are we that they should be a lot better than they are offensively? Like, who is playing well below the back of the baseball card, in other words? There might be an example here, an example there, but by and large, go through it. They've got one guy with young superstar potential in James Wood, who's having an all-star season, is on pace for over 30 home runs, who's going to hit close to 300. So is Darnell Coles doing a good job with him? I guess he is, right? Because right. James Wood's had a great year. C.J. Abrams was just in a bad slump, but for the duration of the season is one of the more productive shortstops offensively in baseball. Well, I guess he was doing a really good job with him for a little while, but then he did a bad job with him, and hopefully he does a better job with him soon. You see what I'm saying? Like,
of course I do. So
I heard that Josh Bell, who four teams have said no thank you to in the last 2 years, who's 33 years old, was available for a song, isn't having a very good season. I don't think you're fixing that. Alex Call is a bench bat that they play too much. He's 30. He's a nice little player. He's not an everyday guy. They treat him like one in stretches. He's actually overachieved. I guess Darnell Coles has been awesome with him. But I don't know. I just don't do the, but he's a terrible hitting coach because the team doesn't hit. I look at this lineup and I go, that'll be the 23rd best lineup in baseball, like on paper. That's how I feel.
And to go pitching-wise, like if I don't care if find prime Leo Mazzoni. I don't know that he makes this staff outside of Mackenzie Gore really good. You know, I think Jake Irvin punched above his weight class. He's kind of settling back into who he is. I don't know that Mitchell Parker or Trevor Williams or, you know, the bullpen guys, Colin Post, Shane company that they had to start the year. I don't know how good a pitching coach could possibly be with some of those horses. So again, I'm also not saying the fans are wrong, by the way. I have no idea. To me, the things that are easily fireable, where it's like the guy's not grinding, the guy's not putting in the work, the guy you want to hit and the guy's nowhere to be found. Okay, fine. Fire the hitting coach if that's the case. You've heard stories about that, not necessarily here, but around the league. That's happened before. Other than that, it's really hard for me to tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's my answer.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not telling you that it's a bad thing to do. If you want to do it, do it. I'm just saying these guys are still walking through the door. You still have the worst catching OPS in baseball the day after you fire that guy. And do you think all of a sudden, like he's telling them the wrong approach or he's not instructing them in the way that the next big league guy is going to, or someone like Chris Johnson would probably be elevated on the staff. All of a sudden he's going to have this come to Jesus with Keibert Ruiz, who's been a bad offensive player for most of three seasons. And he's just going to get really good overnight. Like, I guess I just see it a little bit differently. I'm not saying don't do it, but
maybe you need a different voice. That's fine.
If you think that's the fix, I think you're wrong. If you're saying these results are terrible and you just got to do something to show that this isn't okay, then I could have that conversation.
Yeah, I get that.
I think that's reasonable enough. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in? We'll get to minicamp at the top of the hour. The Nats just lost to the Mets. They keep losing. They keep not scoring. And so we want to know what you guys think on The Fan.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the set. Diaz deals to Ruiz. Swinging a ground ball to the first baseman. Alonso has it. He'll take it himself. And the Nationals' rally comes up one run short. Diaz pounding his chest. He gets the save just barely as the Mets win it 4-3.
They got some help from Edwin Diaz, but the Nats did score three runs in the ninth. Wasn't enough to come back from a juicy deficit. And because of that, they got swept by the Mets. They did end a 22-inning drought. Without a run, though, in that ninth inning, they'll try to carry that momentum over to a homestand that starts tomorrow. I'm asking for Brady House to get called to the big leagues. He's on a 34-homer pace for 162-game big league season. He's hitting over 300 at AAA. They need offense. I think he could help them as a right-handed slugger. But we're taking your thoughts on this lineup and just the struggles here. The frustration, Danny, is they go through these spells where they play really, really well. And they just had one of these where they ripped off 12 of 14, I think it was, 11 of 15 at one point along the way. And they get to the brink of 500. They get to the precipice of being essentially like a wild card type club. And you go, you can dream on it. You can taste it. You can see it. They're close. They really legitimately are close when they hit a little, just a little bit. And then every time they get within two or three of 500, this happens. Yep. The bottom falls out.
Lose 7-9. Don't score any runs.
Ice cold water poured all over the thing. And it comes back to just being a couple players short. Almost like you need to spend a little money.
Yep.
You got to bring in a slugger. You got to bring in a pitcher. And they just haven't. But you've been spinning your tires in the same spot for a few years. And as Nats fans, I think it's really, really frustrating. Let's go to Chip in Charlestown. What's up, man? How are you?
Hi, Grant. Hi, Danny. Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, man.
You guys talk about the coaching staff, and I don't know if these players are that good. Who has the coaching staff made better? For instance, I talk about Darnell Coles. I talk about Jim Hickey. Who is Jim Hickey made better as a pitcher? Now you're going to go to Mackenzie Gore. I thought he was a very good pitcher to begin with.
Well, he was the number three overall pick and a top prospect. So let
me ask you this, because it's a fair question, but I'll turn it back on you. How do you know? In other words, like, would Kyle Finnegan be the reliable closer without Jim Hickey? I think so, but do you know one way or the other? Like, I think that's what we're kind of saying. Yeah, it's hard to quantify that.
No, I understand. I understand that, but I can give you an example. Patrick Corbin, who pitched under Jim Hickey for 3 or 4 years, his ERA is 3.5 now. He's lowered his ERA by 2 runs when he gets away from this organization. Now, that could be a lot of things. I don't think he was hurt. He pitched every inning that we asked him to. I appreciate everything he did for us. But my point is, he's 2 runs better now.
Agreed. The only thing to that, I would say, Chip,
last year and the last 3 years.
It's a great point, and there are other examples like that. He stunk with other pitching coaches, too. Jim Hickey was here for the last couple of years of Patrick Corbin. Patrick Corbin was terrible for 5 years. Five. So if you want to talk organizationally that they didn't get to him, I could do that. I'm not defending Jim Hickey. I'm just saying it's not like he was really good. Then Hickey came in. Then he was bad. Patrick Corbin stunk before Hickey, stunk with Hickey, and now he's having this great half of a season. If, by the way, at the end of the year, he's got a sub-4 ERA, which I would bet against. But if he does, then Mike Rizzo should spend $1 million and he should have a study done on what in the hell happened over 5 years with Patrick Corbin, and why couldn't they get to him, and why were the Rangers able to? And I'm not even joking. Like, figure that kind of thing out. When a guy that you've invested a lot in, you can't make it work and someone else can, I think that's introspective, and you need to look into those types of things. Like, who have they made better? Alex Call's best production of his career has come here. He's a better player than when they got him. Ahmed Rosario, used in a really good situation against lefties right now, is having an awesome year that nobody saw coming. He hasn't hit like this in his career, to my knowledge. I mean, I don't know. You know, these are minimal things, but there are guys that are overachieving.
But baseball, honestly, and every fan base thinks that only happens to them. The sport is rife with this, where an organization from somewhere else, and they deserve credit for when it happens good, will see something and go, we can change that. The best example, Gerrit Cole going from Pittsburgh to Houston. They've got one philosophy. Now, it makes Pittsburgh look bad, but Houston goes, this is how you're going to pitch from now on. He turns into a superstar.
Yeah.
The organizations, I mean, the Cardinals used to do this every year. They would take a pitcher that nobody else liked and go, this is how you're going to do it from now on. Turn him into a Cy Young winner. Doesn't mean the every other organization was bad. But again, I'm arguing both sides of it. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I feel like you are too. I have no idea.
I'm arguing both sides because I don't know that one of the sides is right.
Right.
Jake Irvin is a huge success story, by the way. He was an okay prospect in the minor leagues, was never highly regarded, has turned into a really good big league pitcher over a few years. Same with Mitchell Parker. Those are huge wins, huge success stories that if you're Jim Riggleman, I'm sure.
If you are Jim Riggleman, yes, then what?
Jim Riggleman is, you could add him to the conversation.
He's part of it too.
Right. But if you're a member of this staff that's involved with pitching, then I would say, whether it's Doolittle or anybody else, you'd put them on your resume and say, here's a win for me. Let's go to Christian in Alexandria. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Thanks for talking baseball. I love the Commanders. I love the NFL. But I don't know about Darnell Cole getting fired, but I think the proof is in the pudding. I mean, our development system and our draft has been pretty abysmal in the last 6-7 years. And I was the founding father of the Mike Rizzo and Trust fan club. I mean, Dylan Cruz was supposed to be the surest thing in the draft. He was almost picked number one over Paul Skeens. He's not as bad as the stats say, but he has not turned out to be the sure thing that he was supposed to be. Guys like Carter Kieboom, Elijah Green have been disasters. Even Victor Robles, who was supposed to be the number one prospect ahead of Juan Soto, he didn't turn out to be what he was supposed to be. Now, I understand that Kevin Long, you know, who knows what he did, but I know that what he did with Daniel Murphy, he was, you know, he changed the launch angle on this guy, and this guy was hitting home runs when he came with the Mets, from the Mets over to here. I mean, you know, Cade Cavalli, Jackson Rutledge, Seth Romero, they've done nothing under this. Eric Seti and Patrick Corbin have gone from our team and other teams that have done well. I mean, we have a serious development problem on this team. And I'm not trying to say this to be a hater. I love the Nats. But the last 7 years have been tough to watch.
I want to get into this because there's no doubt about it. There's a major issue, and it's many, many years in the making. So let's dive into that next. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Some smart Nats calls coming in here in the wake of another loss and a sweep. We'll keep it going on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.